My solstice is made by a story by Vida. It's my favorite part. We're celebrating the winter solstice tonight, like it's been celebrated by countless people from different customs, with music, stories, community, food, and something that will sort of kind of resemble dancing. We started with the quarter calls and drawing a circle all around us, a circle that brings us closer as a community and as a family. But why are we celebrating? I get asked that question often. Why do you add one more thing to the busyness and the chaos that this time of year brings? My answer, my elevator answer, is usually something like, by keeping in touch with the turning of the wheel and the cycles of our earth, I can ground myself and draw from the power that cycles through the earth to me. It's a valid answer. It's not a complete one. It doesn't address the chaos, but it does give me a moment to pause and reflect and renew myself for the coming year. I celebrate the solstice with my family because I can make the ceremony and the ritual whatever I want it to be. There are no societal norms or expectations on the solstice that I have to live up to. I don't have to find the perfect gift or tell just the right story in just the right way. The music can be anything from Vivaldi to the Beatles, or even a rousing sing-along of Deck the Halls, where most people forget the words. Chris and I celebrated this night for the entire 20 years of our marriage. It began as a simple ritual for just the two of us. Now we open it up and we share the ritual with all of you, our East Shore family, and our neighbors. It's bigger than that first celebration 20 years ago, but it's still the same. Marking the longest night with music and with stories. At its most basic, the celebration is singing to the joy of the hope of the returning sun. That's it. We're saying we know it's coming back. Older generations, they weren't sure it was coming back. Scientifically, we know why the sun disappeared, but we still sing to the hope that it's coming back. Often in this, we do this by naming something we want to let go of, something that no longer serves us, or naming something that we really want to put our energies to in the coming year. What do we want to focus that light, that one more minute of light we get tomorrow for this next coming year? As I sat to do this year, I realized that's work. That's a lot of work to analyze what didn't serve me this year, or to think about where do I want my energy next year. And then I thought, is that what we all need? Do we need more work? Or do we need something different? We celebrate the winter solstice on this night, the longest night of the year. Yet truly, we should be celebrating this for months. Ancient cultures took the wheels off their farm carts and brought them inside after the harvest. They decorated them with boughs and berries as a reminder that no matter how dark, no matter how cold, spring was coming. They spent this time when the sun began to disappear, tucked in with their families, making their homes cozy, enjoying a slower time, and enjoying each other. Not running about, just enjoying each other. Slowing down, enjoying the dark. That's the part I think we've forgotten. Now, instead of embracing the lower light and the slowing down and the dark, we try to become the sun. We turn on every light in our house and some of those outside. My daughter and I watch the Great Christmas Light Fight, and we always say, that's just a bit more than they needed. And it's because they're trying to be the sun, and they're not very good at it. We've forgotten the simple lesson that the Mother Goddess lays out before us. In the summer, the plants bloom, and they grow with gusto. In the winter, they sleep. The trees drop their leaves. They focus their energy inside. Animals dig into cozy dens. Take a breath. They rest. We understand how to do summer. You can see it on social media. Open your social media in the summer. Every one of your friends is somewhere by the water, sitting on a chair with a colorful drink. I'm sure it's just fruit juice. And they're saying, working hard, best day ever. But in the winter, if you open your social media, you hear, oh, I can't wait for summer. There's too much to do. I'm stressed out. There's too much. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Where are the pictures of you in the winter? Sitting in a chair. Fuzzy blanket. Fuzzy socks. Colorful drink. Maybe tea. Maybe cocoa. Maybe something more. Where are those? Why isn't that working hard? Why isn't that best time ever? Where's the hygge? Okay, for that, my apologies to anyone of Danish descent, as I know the pronunciation of that is not great. I have really been trying, but apparently my Danish genes, not that hip. Hygge is a Danish word, and it simply means cozy or homey. In the book, The Little Book of Hygge, Mike Deaking takes the stand that the Danish are often thought to be the happiest people in the world because of hygge. It's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adjective, it's an adverb, and it is embedded in every aspect of Danish life. Hygge relies on just a few things. Candlelight, not really bright electric light, and the coziness of togetherness. So this night is hygge. We're all together. We have candles. We have some electric lights too. We're together. We're going to share. Yet hygge doesn't need to be this big ceremony with all of us here. It can also happen in your home. In a chair, with a candle, and a blanket, and a book. Hygge counts on slowing down. Enjoying the calm and the dark. Not as something that needs to be beaten back with light and busyness, but something that needs to be embraced as full of secrets and possibilities. Hygge for me says embrace the dark. It's listening to the lessons of the Mother Goddess, slowing down, letting our minds and our bodies rest, preparing ourselves for the work of spring. Our celebration tonight is a welcome back to the sun. She has been missed. Because tomorrow, we get one more minute of sunshine. Cherish it, enjoy it. Tonight, we welcome it with song and dance. But we don't need to be tomorrow like spring is here. We need to embrace tomorrow like the trees. Instead of jumping up and running like spring is here and being busy, stretch slowly, one green bud, not even a full leaf yet. So instead of thinking of something that doesn't serve you or something you want to serve in the new year, I want to ask you to stop. The Yule was the beginning of the 12 days of Christmas. So I'm not asking you to go out and get a partridge and several other birds. But I'm asking you for 12 days of Christmas. Stop. Slow down. Enjoy the dark and rest. How do you do this, you ask? How do you do this because do you know that Grandma's coming? Auntie Bella's coming, and she always checks to make sure everything's perfect, and on and on. How do you do this? Well, first, make sure what you're doing this time of year brings you joy. Whatever you're doing, dinner, presents, whatever, does it bring you joy? If it doesn't, don't do it. That simple. If you hate doing something, but you do it because it's expected, Grandma always did it, don't do it. I can promise you something, nothing will happen. There are no holiday police who will knock on your door because you didn't make Grandma's famous Jell-O salad. Maybe something will happen, though. Maybe if you don't do that, you'll find more joy and more power in the things you do do. I read a Betty Crocker How to Be the Perfect Hostess cookbook from 1959. I laughed through the entire thing because there's much in there that, none of us should do, trust me. But there was an idea in there that stuck with me, and it still sticks with me. When you're hosting something or when you're doing something, do it to the best of you. And do it to what you like. Not the best of someone else. That struck me because I have a friend who is battling cancer right now, and she still outdoes me in everything she does. Everything is perfect. And I don't have to be her. I don't have to be her because, you know what, my cookies taste just as good. So that's what you do. Is that easy? I don't know. Still not sure? How about a quick meditation on how to do this? The answer will come to you. So sit comfortably in your chair. Slouch if you want. Slide off the chair onto the floor if you want. Take off your shoes. Whatever makes you comfortable. No judgment from me. Close your eyes. What can you hear in the dark? What can you feel in the dark? What are you missing when you turn on every light? What made you happy when you were 10 years old? As you straighten and open your eyes, what thought popped into your mind? What was it? Why don't you do it now? Now is the perfect time. In the dark, to light a candle and be 10 again. Or 8 if you're not quite 10 yet. What came into your mind? How will you celebrate it? How will you make it part of you? A friend sent me a poem that I now have posted all over my house. And it says, I hope there are days when your coffee tastes like magic. When your playlist makes you dance. When strangers make you smile. And when the night sky touches your soul. I hope there are days when you fall in love with being alive. And I hope you find them in the dark.